Open up your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 9. And we start with verse 10. It says, "And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethesda. And the people, when they knew it, followed him. And he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, Send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country around about and lodge and get victuals. For we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they said, We have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all this people. For they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, Make them sit down by 50s in a company. And they did so and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and broke and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat and were all filled, and there were taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. I'm going to give God some praise. Amen. The Bible said they had just came back from what he had told them to do. See, if you read start with verse 1, he called them together and he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he didn't send them out to preach or proclaim it. Mm-hmm. See, you have to practice what you preach and what you know. Right. So he sent them out, but they had his authority, his anointing, and his power to do what they could do. So he told them, he sent them out, and he said, don't take anything for your journey. Neither don't prepare your housing or your living quarters. In those days, they lived in tents, so they had to carry the staves along so they could put the tent up. He said, don't carry none of that. Don't carry no script, no money. Don't carry no bread. Don't have 2 coats in case one wear out, because you might be gone a long time on that journey. And he said, whatever house you go to, if they don't receive you, shake the dust off your feet. And they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel. Why, look at this right here. They went through the town preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. And then guess what? Herod heard about them. And he was wondering, what is all this commotion going on, all this stuff that I hear? It can't be John. I cut his head off. So it ain't him. But some of them were saying that it was the spirit of John that had came back alive, or the spirit of Elijah, the prophet of old times. And so Herod sent them out to listen. You go out there and find out what's going on. Glory to God. And Herod said, John I have beheaded, but who is this to whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. Some people want to see what's on the inside of you. Unless you open your mouth and express that which is in you, which you proclaim to be a child of God and the word of God, then they ain't going to know anything about you, because your countenance is only going to show what's on the inside. And the apostle, when they were returned unto him all that they had done, he took them aside. And this is where I want to start right here. Verse 11. And the people, when they knew it, followed him. And he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that they had need of healing. The title of this message is called Looking at Circumstances Instead of Jesus. Jesus' word is a practical word. It's a practical application. And if you heed to it, whatsoever you said, it will come to pass. And he healed those, he did the same thing that he had anointed the apostles to do when he sent them out. He healed the sick, because when the crowd found out where he was, they came unto him and he received them. You can't turn down anybody that's looking for Jesus. You may not like their disposition, you may not like the cause of what they're doing, but God likes everybody, and you can't despise them if you call yourself a child of God. If you call yourself a child of God and you despise somebody else, what they're doing, and you criticize what they're doing, then the Bible says that you are a liar, because you say you're walking in the light, but you got your feet in the darkness.
All right.
So you can't straddle the fence with God. You got to be for him or, come on, somebody praise him or against him. Hallelujah. My God. Some people are ashamed to profess that Jesus Christ is their Lord and their Savior. Glory to God. I was talking to brother, what's his name? Right there. What should we call him? White. He know who I'm talking about. He got an angle. He raised his hand. I didn't know. Somebody said an insert on my page. I'm not on them pages like a lot of folks, you know. They always in there. That's why they had a magazine, because they in them pages. So this insert said this. It said that a lot of Christians have the word of God in their mouth and not in their heart. That means they profess to be a child of God, but they're not practice what they profess. Come on, you guys, to pray. God's word is a practical word. And it will come to pass if you believe it. If you don't believe it, it won't come to pass. When the Bible says when the day began to wear away, when the day done beat you up, knocked you down, drug you through, and all that stuff, when it begins to wear out, it'll wear you out. And here the day was beginning to, the sun done rose up and now it's beginning to go down, and these people have been out here all day, and Jesus has been proclaiming the kingdom of God unto them, and the disciples said that you got to let these people go into town and get something to eat. Looking at circumstances instead of Jesus. They had just come off the mission field, praying and healing the sick under the authority and the power of the one that the people are in front of right now. So now all of a sudden they done forgot who they were in Christ when they was out there shaking the dust off their feet when the people didn't receive them, but they did according to as they was authority or authorized to do and had the power to do. But now all of a sudden they done lost their power. These people are hungry. Jesus said, feed them. So we don't have but two little fishes. Five loaves of bread. There are thousands of people out here. How are we going to feed them? Jesus said this. He said, sit them down in 50s. Sit them down. We're going to feed them. Our disciples still wondering in their minds how this is going to happen. See, a lot of times we're focused on our circumstances and situations. We can't hear the word of God or know the word of God when we're supposed to know the word of God. But I'm here to tell you that the word of God is conclusive in your situation. I don't care when you have them or when you're going through it, glory to God. But if you believe him and trust him and call on his name, glory to God, it shall be done.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden they're worried about their people and their circumstances and their situation. How are you going to feed them? Jesus said, give me the bread. And he took it. The Bible says that he broke it. But before he broke the bread, he didn't do like disciples was thinking. Disciples think, we ain't got enough bread. If we break this bread and give it to them, if they'd had enough bread, they would have broke the bread and gave it to them to eat. But Jesus didn't do that. He took the loaves and the fishes and he lift them up to heaven and he said, bless it. Glory to God. He asked in the Father's name. Why? Because there was one together in this. And he said, whatsoever I have need or whatsoever I say, in his name it shall be done. When you see me, you see the Father. And I came to do the will of my Father and not myself, but his will be done. When he lifted that bread up and blessed it, then the will of God was done in the camp. Come on and give it some praise. Hallelujah. And when they look around and start passing out, see, you know, if you don't pay attention to your situation and keep your focus on God, when they start to pass the bread out, when they got through, there was some leftovers, glory to God. A basket of 12, they said it was leftover. When you keep your mind stayed up on God, glory to God, when God get through blessing you, it's more than enough, glory to God, and you can go on with the overflow and live and live and live, just like the widow woman in that basket, glory to God, that meal pair, it kept running over and running over and running over to supply their need every day, glory to God. If you listen to God, God will supply your need every day according to his riches and glory. Come on and give us a prayer. But it had 5,000 people. He took the 5 loaves. 5. The number of difference. That's the significance of numbers in the scripture. I'm sorry, the word 2 was the number of differences. In other words, if 2 different persons agree in testimony, it is conclusive. See, him and the Father agreed. The 2 of them in testimony. And it was done. And they had more bread than they had need of. Glory to God. In other words, you can take some home and supply your need for tomorrow. And if you pray before you break the bread, I supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory. That means forever and forever, yeah, and forever.
Come on. That's right.
How long can you believe an infinite God? That's past finding out. There's no end to him, but people try to put a limit on God by limiting him and saying, this is the end right here in my situation. God, I want you to do it this way and that way in your mind. But I'm here to tell you, you need to let God alone, for he's infinite. He's past finding out. There's no limitation to him that he has for us. Glory to God. We are the finite one. We always try to put a limit on things. We always try to end the things ourselves. But if you lift them up like Jesus lifted up the bread and pray up to the Father and ask him to bless you in this situation, he'll help you get through it. Come on and give him some praise. Glory to his name. Practical. His word is practical. That means you got to engage or put it into effect. Practical knowledge or practical word. You can only speak what you know when you come to talk about Jesus. If you don't seek him, you won't know him. If you don't seek him, you can't find out anything about him. And if you don't find out anything about him, you can't tell nobody else about him, because what's in a man will come out, glory to God. If you don't have no Jesus in there, no word in there, and everything's going to come out, it's going to be finite. It's going to be man and not Jesus. The word 5 means divine grace. 4 plus 1. It's God adding his gifts and his blessings to the works of his hand. glory to God. The Bible says he took it into his hands. And the fish is in the loaves and looking up to heaven. He blessed them and he broke it and he gave the disciples to set before the multitude. Glory to God. And if you display this word, it's the same as you are setting it or you are putting it before, or you are discussing it, or you are preaching it, or you are proclaiming it before somebody else. And when you do all of these things or some of these things, proclaim it, preach it, or set it before somebody, God said he would do according to the needs that they have. That they have need of, glory. That's why the disciples were able to go out and lay hands on the sick, and they were healed, and blind eyes were opened. They were able to bless people, glory. And those that didn't receive him, they shook the dust off their feet and went on about their father's business. You got to still be the servant. Don't stop because somebody talk about you, but continue on in God. That's the profession of your faith, glory to God. Continue on, God, and trust him, and he'll be there always to lift you up.
Amen.
The disciples didn't trust God, because when they came back in, as long as the power of God was up on them when they was doing the duty of preaching and healing and opening blind eyes, as long as the power was up on them, they could do this. That to show you one thing, that without God, you can't do nothing.
Come on.
Amen.
When they got back into the camp, the anointing had lifted off of them. They had done the service and the work. Glory to God. Now it was time to do according to what they believed. Right. You got to believe the one that anointed you and give you the power to do these things. You got to believe him. Glory to God. Now let me tell you something. You ain't always caught up in the Holy Ghost.
Right.
The Spirit of God ain't always in your midst, leading you and anointing you. God ain't no magician. He raised up some sons and some daughters to be strong in him and in the power of his might. God ain't always got to take you by the hand and lead you and guide you. If you study to show yourself approved, then that's the same, glory to God, it's God leading you and guiding you. That word that you take in, this spoken word, this written word, when you take it into you, this logos word, when you take it into you, glory to God, in and in and in, glory to God, when you take it in, when you get ready to use it or to speak it, it becomes a rhema word.
Yeah.
That means it becomes alive or have what you have need of.
Come on.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. David put it this way. He said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The meditation. Meditation means premeditation, beforehand. See, if you don't study to show yourself approved before your circumstances and your situation, and when you get in the midst of them, glory to God, you're going to have some trouble on top of trouble. Now God is quick. He's always come to your rescue, no matter what you trouble you get in. But it don't make any sense for you to get beat up and beat up and beat up, or you come to your senses, glory to God, and come unto God. But there are a lot of people don't have the strength to come to God, glory to God, when they get in trouble and in power. That's why God raised up prayer warriors, glory to God. That's why he's got a body of Christ, and the people in the body are doing various things. That's why he raised up warriors, prayer warriors, glory to God, to pray. Somebody's praying for you when you're in trouble, because you don't have strength enough to do it yourself. But God will raise up a standard against your enemy anyway and send somebody to your rescue in prayer. Then God will send the answer unto you. Come on and give us a prayer.
Yeah.
He told Joshua, he said, don't let the word of this book pass, the law of this book or the word of this book pass out of your mouth, except that you meditate there day and night.
Yeah.
That you will observe to do according to all that's written therein.
Right.
In other words, all that written therein, you got to believe it. And how should you believe it except you seek it to get the understanding? Those are the Christians that have word in their mouth, but not in their heart. In their heart, they don't have the understanding. They can quote the scriptures. They can pray. But they don't believe. Because they don't have enough faith in their heart to be pleasing in the sight of God. Praise God. He said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be what? Acceptable. Come to you with acceptance. If it ain't right, God ain't gonna receive it. If you just got the word in your mouth and not in your heart, then you and then you try to pray for somebody or pray in your situation, then you ain't doing nothing but meddling. Because the truth ain't in you. So you're pretending to be somebody who you're not. Let me tell you something. You and I without God is nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. But you and I with God, we can do all things according to Him, and through Him, we can do these things. Come on and give us some praise. Let the words of my be acceptable in thy sight. In other words, let it be, let God accept this before thee. Accept what I'm saying, because I've been meditating on your word. I'm in trouble now. I made a mistake. I did it willingly, but I'm in trouble now. That was one thing about David. That's why he loved David. That's why David was the apple of his eye, because David was always worshiping God when he wasn't in trouble. He was always praising Him when he wasn't in trouble. So therefore, he was always meditating upon that word day and night, glory to God. And when he got in trouble and wandered from the path, he always could come back to the path. Glory to God. When he wandered from the path with Bathsheba, he came back, glory to God. God did some things in his life that he had to pay a price for. Let me tell you something. When you do wrong, you got to pay a price. I don't care how much God forgive you, you still got to pay that price. Because once the seed is sown, it got to grow up and it got to bring forth a harvest. Glory to God. So let the seed be good. So when it comes forth, of the harvest, it will be good. Come on and give me some praise. Practical word. It's practical. Practical application. If you don't apply it to your life, no good. God said, my word won't come back unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper the thing whereto I send it. But if you ain't got it, it's going to just pass by you and to somebody else. If the blessing was meant to bless me on the way past me, I want to get it then. Glory to God, because it's up to God when He's going to come back. See, God might let you go through something before He come back and answer you. Glory to God. Why? Because you done sowed them seeds and the harvest got to come up, so you got to receive that harvest. Some of the harvest is instant. I asked God, I said, God, some of these things is instant. I'm talking about me now. I did some stuff or do some stuff, sometimes willingly. And you know what willingly is sometimes? Is that you doubt in your heart God. You doubt He will help you. And you don't ask Him, you just turn aside for Him. Then you willingly not accepted God. So let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He's going to step aside and let you have your choice. Right. But I'm here to tell you, you need to choose Jesus all the time. In all of your circumstances and situations, choose Jesus. Like the disciples, glory to God, they still didn't understand. Glory to God, they didn't understand to the conclusion or the proof of what went forth. At the end, glory to God, they collected all of this bread and fishes. And I don't really know what they asked Jesus. How could this be so? They just had the baskets. Probably said, I'm going to take this basket home, but this basket home. Jesus probably told them to do what you did when you went into the city to heal the people. Do the same thing with the basket. Go in there and feed somebody. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to feed somebody, not with this natural food, glory to God. If we have that, we can do that. But the main thing that he wants us to meditate there day and night is the spiritual food. David went on and he said that let the word be a supplement in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In other words, he started out with the Creator, and he ends with the Redeemer. Elohim, God, the Creator of all things, is still that same God in covenant relationship, Jehovah, to the one that he created. Hallelujah. So David knew about all of this. So what he was saying here was acceptable in the sight of God. Does God receive what you say? He hear. Do you believe what you say? God know about it. Matter of fact, he know before you even speak it or think it. Glory to God. God know all about you before you got up this morning. He know how much you're going to murmur today and complain. Now see, the day is not over with yet. It was not over here. And they was complaining about it's not enough food. You only got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Before the day is over, some of us going to complain. Why? Because the old nature is still operating, and it's going to bring to your remembrance the things of old. And it's going to bring to your remembrance how weak you were way back. And right now, can you believe God? See, the old nature will challenge you to the word. But if you don't know the word, you're a loser. And you're going to heed to the way of the world or the way of your old nature. That's what the disciples did. They heeded to the circumstances. Well, there's too many people here. You got to let them go. We can't feed them. And we certainly can't go into town to get all of this food. We have to have about 10 camels and some wagons and all this stuff and some carts and some donkeys to bring all this stuff back. And then we got, they complaining. People complain about coming to church. They complain about prayer. They complain about serving God. They complain about this. They complain about that. They complain about their child. They complain about the situation in their life. They complain, glory to God. And in that complaining, they're expecting God and asking God. They don't know it, but they're asking God, why have you done things for me? Why haven't you delivered me, glory to God? But I'm here to tell you, I'm like David, glory to God. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let them be acceptable in our sight, O Lord God. My redeemer, glory to God. Let it be acceptable. Yeah, I did these things, but I'm praising you right now, glory to God. Why, he always praised God because he never forgot about who God was in his life. Come on and give us a prayer. Yes. Practically engaged in the work of God. See, when you're engaged in the work of God, you're going to always get the effects of the engagement. The disciples got the effects. People was healed and delivered. They believed. But here they didn't believe. But when God intervened, the effects, glory to God, came to play. The conclusion, the proof. The illustration, God, Jesus illustrated. In other words, he's telling them, here's what you do, glory to God. You lift this bread and these fishes up, and before you break it, glory to God, you got to lift your problems up before you try to solve them, glory to God, before you even think about them, you need to let God lift them up before God. He already know about them, glory to God. So when you lift them up, you ain't telling God nothing he don't know, glory to God. You just giving him the praise and the glory that he's God in the midst of your circumstances, your situation. And when you do these things, God will be your strength, glory to God. He'll be your high tower, the place that you can run to and be saved and be delivered. Hallelujah. And the scripture said, I'm closing, and they did eat and were filled. See, if you eat this word of God, you'll be filled. Hallelujah. And they were taken up of fragments that remain to them. 12 baskets. There's always an overflow in God's blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let me tell you something. If you're sick in one area of your body and God heals you, there's an overflow of healing to the rest of the time. Holy Ghost. Glory to God.
Sando Koyama, Sikibo, Sikiyama, Kalayama, Sando Koboyaba, Sikiyaba, Sandakala, Sikiyabakasa, Ilabakasando Bokoshiyama. Did I not say that I will make easy and successful your way? Did I not instruct my disciples in times past that to pray that God would give them the daily bread that they would need? And did not God answer them in that time when I told them to gather the people together? God moved because I kept the faith. We were one. We were witnesses together. We were one. And I moved under the grace of God. And God blessed the people. God will bless you. You are not the same. Am I not the same God yesterday, today, and forever? I am in you. You have a greater covenant than they had. I only rested upon them, but I move with you, and I am in you, and I am leading you and guiding you into all truth by my spirit. No situation is too great because I go before you, even as I went before my son. He is the head of the body, and you are a part of him, and as he moves, you move, and as the spirit flows through him, it flows through you. Therefore, nothing is beyond you, but keep your faith. Keep your eyes stayed upon me, and I shall move for you, and you shall be successful, saith the Lord.
Amen.
I want to give him some praise. Disciples were only successful when they trusted God and believed in him. You will only be successful when you focus on Christ Jesus, the author and the finish of your faith. You can only escape that way he done already made. You can only go through that escape when you trust him. First thing came up on the disciples after they got back in there and all those people was all over. You know how it is when you're around a whole lot of people, glory to God, and you know, sometimes it's depressing, sometimes, you know, you try to get away from the crowd or something like that, but they couldn't get away. They was in the midst of it. They were with Jesus, glory to God. And sometimes in the midst of your problems, you try to get away from them by dragging somebody else into your problems that they did not create. When your problem is something you created, glory to God. Your problem is something you allowed to come into your life. Why? Because you didn't trust God in the beginning. So that's why they are present, glory to God. Your trials come if you let them come, glory to God. And when they come, if you trust God and lift up to God, then God will see you through those trials. He didn't say you wouldn't be hurt or knocked down. He said, Lord, I'm with you always, even until the end of time, glory to God. He's with you in the valley. When you walk through that valley, the shadow of death, glory to God. God said, fear no evil. This is David, glory to God. He said, fear no evil, for thou art with me, said God. And when you don't fear any evil and you lift God up, you can make it through the valley on the other side. Come on and give us a prayer. So the baskets was conclusive evidence if you follow Jesus. glory to God. When God delivered you out of your problems, glory to God. God said, don't be glory to God. He said, don't be content in such things you have. We got to be content as God do things for us, glory to God. But that's not a resting place. That's not a staying place, glory to God. Because you got to remember one thing. God is unlimited. He's infinite, glory to God. So that means that he's not stopping right there, glory to God. He was God in the beginning before you even was thought of. He thought of you, glory to God. Even before you was thought of in your mother room, God was in the beginning. You was in the beginning with God. That means that you was in his thoughts, glory to God. So when God bless you, don't stop right there, glory to God, to start doing some of the things like David did. Lift him up and begin to praise him, glory to God, because tomorrow is another day, glory to God, and the day is at hand and it's not finished. And you need to lift him up and give him some praise and let him have his glory in this day. Come on and give him glory. Praise his holy name. So quit looking at your circumstances and still look at Jesus. Everybody stand.